My goodness. A very intense and heartfelt sentiment indeed. California. All right.
Jack and Yagder here.
A couple of decisions have been made here over the last 48 hours. One is that show yesterday, that fucking, that goddamned, what's the guy? The dude, the man, the myth, the legend. Oh, yeah, Chris Boutte. That fucking thing was a clusterfuck. Because what happened was, I started it, and then it didn't work. And then I started it, and then it didn't work. And then I realized I was up against a time limit. I had to get the show uploaded, because we have a certain... And I realized all of a sudden, oh, fuck, you know, I'm generally not that disorganized, but I just did not like anything I was doing. So I made the split decision. I took a, what I call a Saturday, a BSP-only decision, which was just edit it all together and run it all together, you know. I don't know, I shouldn't say, but for my money, it was sure weird. so anyway, hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. Are you good? Good.
How are you doing? I'm just finishing up a message that I'm sending somebody. I'll be with you. And just, oh, here's our girlfriend here, Susie Q. Oh, that ain't her. That's some other schlub. Service animal. Oh, this is about service animals. Oh, but Stephanie Simmons. There she is. Another thing, I'm pregnant. I don't know if you've noticed. All right. Here she is. Walking a little bow-legged there, Steph. I don't want to, you know, I shouldn't say, but whoever, you know, may I suggest that your husband give you, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but you are with child and you, okay. you know, give her a break. So. What's up here, man? What do we got here, man? What's going on here, man? Oh, fuck, I'm almost out of... My battery's almost out. My battery in my phone is almost out. Here's Bethany Wigginton, and this guy Rick Garcia looks... He's surrounded by all these beauteous women, and she's always talking to that Stephanie on the left, huh? And there's Rick just... Uh-huh, that's great. Okay, we gotta move on. We have to move forward. Stop talking. Shut up. Shut up. Just shut the holes under your noses. All right. Anyway, very pleasant good morning to all of you. My name is F. Scott Turklington. And here is, this is my daughter, Crystal Beth is what we meant to name her. And it was Crystal Meth on the goddamned... And I'll never forgive my ex-wife. Never will I forgive her for that. She smeared the letter B into an M. And God knows what she was thinking. I was on a business trip. I was selling laminated nut fasteners throughout the Midwest. And suddenly she was with child. No, it's nothing like that. The girl is mine. But here's another one. Oh, this... No, that's not my daughter. That's my, I shouldn't say, that's my ex. That's not even my ex-wife. That's my ex-something, road girl. Okay, what's going on this morning, Stephanie? Yeah? Is it a solo crash? All right. That's great, baby. At the Screwball Center? Ooh, God, there's like some kind of family photography they were advertising, and it was like a baby doll that was laying in the woods with a deer over it. I was supposed to think that that's really neat looking. It looked horrific. It looked horrid. It looked like it was a dead child. Lay a doll in the woods, and that's not, to me, that's nothing that I'm going to be writing home about anytime soon. I'm not going to say, dear mom... Today I came upon a doll in the woods, and it looked really normal and natural. Oh, God, some of these people have got some really shitty credit scores, Jack. And when I say shitty, I mean they're under 700. I know it's not that bad, I guess. I don't know what it is. Isn't that bad? Because I know mine's way the fuck up. My credit, my personal credit is fucking through the roof, Jack. You want to know why? I learned the hard way, man. Learned the hard way. Because like most of you, no, I shouldn't say like, but like many of you, like a lot of you, like me, well, like one or two of you, like you, I fucked up bad as a youngin'. Now here's Ida Lupino walking up to a riverbank holding a kid. God, don't do it, man. Don't do it, Lupino. Don't do it. Kid's looking all shocked and weirded out by Errol Flynn in his natural acting style where he's tossing it and suddenly hears a voice and goes... He's tossing a rock up in the air. Errol? Yes? You piss me off. You gotta see this kid's face. It's a crack up. It's a little kid. It's a real kid. It's not a doll kid. And the kid's like this, just... Must be like a... I swear to Christ, it's a fake kid. I'm telling you now, man, it's a fake kid. Oh, it's gotta be a fake kid. Hey, what are you doing with that kid, huh? Now he took it out of her arms. He lays it tenderly against a rock and then kicks it to death. I'm just... That's a horrible thought. It's not even a joke. It was a horrible instinct I had. Pardon me, but once again, well, I better not say how big my dick is. I saw a girl yesterday who was so fucking skinny. Oh, it had to be anorexia. It had to be. There was no question. No question in my mind at all. But then she was really young, too. But this kid was skinny, man. Dear Photobomb. What? What are you talking about? It's a picture of a sleeping here. See, I think that looks just horrifying. Oh, my God, it's dead. Cold snap, huh? Yeah, got a little bit of snow? They're showing snow here on LA TV, folks. But you and I both know, even you could be in wherever you are in the world, and they show snow. Hey, we got snow here in the Los Angeles area. Bullshit. It's up in the fucking mountains about 9,000 feet. Don't give me your shit. Although, sometimes we get snow at Fraser Park, which is up the freeway here. Oh, I don't know. It's up the freeway. I'm around the grapevine up here. And, Ed,
yes, we do.
Yeah, we had snow in Fraser Park. I don't know if you know where that is, but I got my Johnny Carson down, man, now that he's, like, how many years dead? Jesus. Fuck it. All right, man, better get my act together here. How you go? How are you? Where are you going out in California? Now that your ass is made, California. Well, Ed, together. Jerry Navarro, hi. Thank you very much, Susie. Jerome's Furniture, celebrating 60 years in Rancho Cucamonga. Ooh. Oh, this is the new E.T., the new Entertainment Tonight. It's not Mary Hart anymore. It's another girl that looks exactly like her. Remember John Tesh? Is that the cat? Where's he at now, man? Bet she's, what, like 100? I mean, if he's 100, I'm 100. I'm 101, but I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Bet you he's all fucking chilled. Bet you his ass is all retired now, man. Motherfucker ain't working, ain't doing shit. Bet you he's at home with that motherfucking electric piano he has, and he playing all that fucking music that he used to make. I bet you that motherfucking John Tesh ain't doing shit right now. Sitting on his ass. Wherever motherfuckers like that go when they retire. Some fucking island somewhere, man. Land of He goes to some island where there's nothing but electric pianos. What the fuck is this? G-Eazy. Oh, I already played this one, man. I think.
Carlos, I'll always keep keeping on. Fuck fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work. It's money I need alone. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fuck fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends.
Yeah. Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
If you ever disrespect me, pussy, don't be disrespectful. I said, whoa. I said, I know, I know, I know. He heard about me, he was waiting on me at the door. I said, whoa. Yeah, that mink all on the floor. Used to bust this shit at skating, 6 and 9 come in at 4. We got glow sticks for you, hoe chicks, bitch, don't act like you don't notice. I'm very antisocial, social network ain't my motion. I show no emotions, niggas, bitches, it's disgusting. Bananas with the Trojans, rock that pussy for a legend. I said, whoa.
Up off me, they want my backs and coffins. This so-called an idiot, and they still won't take my jacket off me. Back when I couldn't afford to get it, mix and master, homie.
I know Kid Ink when I hear him.
So it's no backup, homie. Bitch, so back up off me. Bank account look
fuck,
like
I don't
ballot,
know.
Homie. Yeah,
Big Sean.
My niggas packing, you get the.
Welcome to the world's famous Phil Hendry Show. This is General Kalen Shaw at your service. And you're listening to, I don't know what this shit is, more shit than ever before. The Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, it is. The Phil Hendry Show. More shit than ever before. Einstein Kills. Einstein Kills. So the idea, here's the idea. We're going to have a radio station. We're starting a radio station. And we're going to play this music, but it's all going to be top 40 sounding. In other words, we're going to bring back the old format. And it's right, there is 90s, you know, it'd be like this. 93KHJ. All right, coming up right now, we got something for you. It's from Get Started, baby. And so Get Scared, excuse me, RIP here at 93KHJ. Right now, it's out 25 degrees. Be seeing you. You know, kind of that thing?
I don't know, man. Sounds bullshit to me.
Well, it ain't. It ain't. It's a good fucking idea, man.
It's a good idea. And you don't care, man, because you're fucking jealous.
What?
Yeah, you're jealous. That's what it is. Go ahead and say it.
I'm not...
Is it?
No, I'm not jealous. Bullshit.
You're jealous of the fact that I had a good idea.
All right, come on, Henry. God damn it. What are you fucking doing, man? You're dicking. You're pulling your dick. Hey, you want to see me just sink my fucking career today? How about if I do a As You Like to Hear Them with Lou Dickey, the head of Cumulus. Our stock price right now is about $1.55. $1.55. Yes, okay. As You Like to Hear Them today, we'll have a interview with Lou Dickey, the head of Cumulus Radio. One of the heads of Cumulus Radio.
Phil, you have to be careful now.
Would you stop, Margaret?
Look, Margaret, let him do. If Henry wants to shoot his career in the head...
Shoot my career in the head. Today we have Lou Dickey.
Phil, if you will, are you insisting on doing this kind of thing? Because if you are insisting on doing this, I don't want any part of it.
Don't worry about it, man. Ah. Ah. I bet you anything, man. Seriously, I'm not paranoid, but I'm just thinking. I keep thinking back on why it was that I was uninvited on that one show. And the guy never should have said to me, yeah, it was a decision made up the food chain. Because that's what, you know, got me to thinking. And I started thinking, who the fuck? What do you mean decision made up the food chain? What is that supposed to mean? You know, what? And I started to think about it. And I thought, boy, is that petty? If it's for the reasons I think, I mean, there's only one reason why you make a decision up the food chain like that, and it doesn't have anything to do with day-to-day programming. It has to do with that's the wrong guest. You can't have him on. Somebody overruled someone. So, I don't know who said it. Kevin and Bean. One of them said, I think it was Kevin said, if Phil Henry is not in the Radio Hall of Fame, then it doesn't mean anything. Then it has no meaning. Which was a very nice thing for him to say. Very nice. Really kind of going out on the limb kind of a thing to say, right? The next thing you know, I'm invited on the show. Not the next thing you know, but within several months of that, I'm invited on the show. And they wanted me to promote the LA Podfest. And guess what? Then I'm uninvited. What? So what is that? So what is the logical thing to think? The logical thing to think is it was a decision made at the executive level. And when you think that, you're thinking, well, why would an executive get involved in the day-to-day guests on Kevin and Bean? So, and the company, let me put it to you this way. Well, you know the company. It's CBS. Isn't it? Yeah. And then I start thinking, oh, great. Now I got the fucking hard-on over. There's a hard-on for me over there. And what does that mean in terms of television, you know, if I was ever to pitch a show to them? Probably doesn't mean shit. You know, I think the TV and the radio are way fucking separate. There's only the only place where they come together is at the very top with Moonves. He calls all the shots, radio and TV. And I no comment on how well that went in the radio side. But other than Kevin and Bean, they didn't make too many bright moves over there, man. Because they got rid of Adam Carolla, you know. They basically blew up their free FM or whatever the fuck that was, FM talk format. It was all jacked up. Jack!
Chef Carl Cedillo today, Phil, is going to be making vegetarian jambalaya. You're going to enjoy it very much.
Yes, and
I want to, first of all, Phil, I want to say, you know, I got no problem these niggas come in. And
I beg your pardon. What did you say?
I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean that. I'm tired, you know.
My God, did you hear that? I'll never come on your program again. This is what I'm telling you about. Never walk along, you fucking pig.
What did you call me?
I'll put your poop.
God, man. What is this guy supposed to be? Oh, never mind. What's this guy supposed to be?
Never mind. Never mind.
God damn. What the fuck is wrong? Mm.
Oh, man, dude. Yeah.
That's my godson, Joel, under there behind me. Good kid. Good guy, man. There's Jimmy Pardo. The great Jimmy Pardo. Hey, Brody, what the hell happened to my pictures with Brody and those guys? Oh, I still got to get them up here. And Rick Overton, great guy. Funny cat. The Rick Overton podcast is brilliant. And also, Rick, long time actor, the ladies from the Ask Women podcast, and one guy over there on the right, and another guy there on the left. I think I weighed about 30 pounds less there. Thank you very much. Wearing my work shirt. I look like I just got done doing someone's lawn. There's a shot from the back in the day at WIOD in Miami. That was during the draft. Football is so big in Miami. There's Neil Rogers there on my right. Randy Rhodes in the foreground. Rick and Suds there in the background. On my left, I should say. And we all know that's where Herb Sewell, you know. I always stop off in Atascadero and get a picture there of the, you know, so there you have it. No biggie. All right. We'll have that kind of going behind me during the show today. I want that. I want to have on, Republicans win in 2016. Russian plane crash. New clues emerge from wreckage. Victims injuries. Good Lord. Russian cargo plane crashes in South Sudan. Oh, so what is this now? We got, there's something wrong with the airplanes in Russia. Dumped by Honda, airbag maker faces fresh questions over future. Interesting. Leaders of China, Taiwan to meet first time since civil war. Ohio votes down legalizing pot for medical recreational use. Nice going. You really fucked the dog on that one, didn't you, Ohio? Oh, recreational weed. Oh. Yeah, well, it failed, man. See, you know, I've always said, man, the way you get that done is you got to get law enforcement, in my opinion, on your side. That's my opinion. I can tell you that recreational marijuana use, I will never allow it. Number one. Oh, Jack, I gagged her.
Let me tell you, Mr. Henry, let me tell you something. Number one, I felt that I had the opportunity. Phil, if I could, what's up with this, man? Phil, I was always... What? Wait a minute, man. Testing. Phil, I felt that it was my duty. Phil, I always felt it was my duty. I always felt it was my duty. Testing, 1, 2. I always felt it was my duty, Phil.
Officer took his own life. This is in Fox Lake, Illinois. Did they think that this was a shooting? All right. We're going to have on the show today Beef Harris. Beef Harris. U.S. President, national poll, NBC, Wall Street Journal. I guess that means that, you know... You think Trump's done? I think we're going to have on Rudy Canosa, who loves Donald Trump. No, I don't think...
I don't think Trump is done. I like Donald Trump, and...
I think Donald Trump is wonderful. And I don't think he's done it all. I think he's met. There is a temporary setback for Donald Trump. That's all I feel.
Let me say something to you.
I'll say what I'm going to say. I think Donald Trump kicks ass. I love him. I love him so. And I think Donald Trump is all that in a bag of fucking rice and beans. Dig it? Tell you what, Rudy, why don't you do something you know how to do? Why don't you get in the back and make me some rice and beans?
Beef Harris on his firing. I don't have Jack I Gagner on. Jack, and new DA could charge Cosby. Wow. 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 World's changing, man, in stunning fucking ways, you know? Fucking Cosby gets charged. Look, they just found a Mickey Mouse. A Mickey Mouse cartoon. Long-lost Mickey Mouse cartoon that they just found. British Film Institute, Disney. This is a thing that was laying underneath some socks in a drawer somewhere. And they found it. Look at this shit, man. It's very early. See, Mickey's ears are weird. And about that. Huh? That just kind of thrill your ass? Does mine. All right, here we go. Mickey Mouse cartoon is discovered. Rudy Kazan and Mavis. And then a Mickey Mouse cartoon is discovered.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, apparently they have discovered a new Mickey Mouse cartoon. It's pretty exciting, but then again, it's not, because it's not anime, and I could give a fuck. Well, Quentin Tarantino is a douchebag of illustrious proportions.
Testing. Look at a deer ran onto the field. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's really funny what makes the news now. Hey, look, a deer ran on the field. All right. Daniel Craig, Elizabeth Gilbert, Dr. Eugenia Chang, tonight on Colbert. That one ear, man, his right ear. Never mind. Fuck it. I shouldn't say, because God knows I'm not the most proportionate guy in the world. So are we ready? I think we are. Ow. Let's see if this is where it's at, man. Yeah.
And good morning, everyone. This is me, myself, and I, the wonderful young man known as G-E-Z.
It's just me, myself, and I.
That a guy, that's a woman.
I understand that.
Got me for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need a handhold.
All right, fuck it. Ready?